Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Brendan is looking for a second date update with a woman named Krisha. Hey, Brendan, how are you?
Good to talk to you.
Good to have you on. Why don't you take us to the beginning? Tell us how you met Krisha and how the first date went.
Will do. So I met Krisha on Tinder, and we went back and forth texting, I don't know, a week or so before we actually met up for drinks. And here's the thing. When we met up for drinks, this was solid. It was a done deal, like locked in. We had talked about, kind of laid out, if you would, plans for the night, clearly, and on both sides.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to meet for drinks, go back to my place.
It's easy enough.
I guess the plan was, I mean, she wasn't going to stay the whole night because, you know, it's not really my thing of like that right away, but she was going to stay as long as we were both enjoying our time together, so there was no pressure to leave. And that was very clear. So everything was going on great, right on schedule. We met at the bar, had a few drinks, and then all of a sudden she said she didn't feel well and just needed to go home. She didn't look sick, act sick. I mean, it really just seemed like a bad acting job of an excuse. So I just want to know why she bailed. I texted her a couple times afterwards, but she's not responding.
Huh.
So you meet her on Tinder, and you had a few text exchanges prior to meeting up for drinks. And when you did meet up for drinks, you like instantly had a plan to, hey, we're going back to my place or her place. And this is...
Was that plan negotiated prior to meeting? Was that plan negotiated Yes. over text, or was that a plan you came up once you were sitting down at the bar?
No, the plan was, this was while we were texting.
Okay.
Oh.
This was what was happening. It was, hey,
all right.
You know, we're both down for this. And
oh, gotcha.
This is how it's going to go down. Like, we're going to meet each other, kind of get comfortable with each other a little bit, have a couple of drinks, and then head on back to your place.
Right. It was okay. like she got the bailout call from a friend, but her phone never rang.
Gotcha.
I have to go.
So you thought you had a sure thing there, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
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 What a bummer.
And so did she.
Right. Yeah. It was agreed upon going in. So something, absolutely. Was there something, can you come up with anything you said or did while you're sitting at that bar during those three drinks?
Like, is your picture honest?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yes, yes, absolutely. I didn't really think anything happened at the bar. Hmm. You know,
what were you wearing?
It was fine. There was no awkwardness. Was I wearing a collared shirt, jeans?
Right.
Okay.
Casual, without frumpy.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Deodorant?
Oh, I did. I did. There was no stink.
Oh, we got to ask these things. So she says she's not feeling well and just abruptly kind of bails on you, huh?
Yeah.
Something has happened, because I can sit there and have like a mediocre time with someone over a meal and a drink for a decent amount of time.
You can hang in there.
Yes. It's going to take, like, I remember I went on a really bad date one time at Nada, but I was enjoying the food so much, I stayed. So it wasn't, you know.
Something really would have been messed up for you to get up and leave.
Totally. Right. Like, okay, got to go. Like, it would have had to be something, in my opinion, bigger. Rather than just, you know, he didn't necessarily match the profile.
Right.
I don't know. That's just my personal opinion.
Cold feet, I just like to know what I did wrong. Maybe I can fix that for next time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
And that's assuming it even has anything to do with you. She could have gotten a text from a guy that she's been pining for who knows how long. And then she was like, oh, man, I got to take it while it's hot.
Yeah.
True. You know, I don't want to hear that, but that's possible. Sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff
I have to go. Jimmy just called. Bye.
Yeah, right.
One way or another, we'll figure it out. If we can't get a second date, we'll at least get you an explanation.
Oh, that's fine, too.
Then let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll call Krisha, see what she's willing to spill as we continue with Second Date Update. Next, Jeff and Jen, Q102. So Brennan met Krisha on Tinder. They made plans to basically hook up. You know, we'll get together for drinks. They had pretty much already decided they were going to hook up, but it never happened. They did meet up for drinks, and she hung out for a little while. How long did she hang out before she suddenly bailed? One drink, two drinks?
three drinks.
Oh, three drinks. So she hung out a while.
Had you ordered yet?
Oh, no food. We were just having drinks. But, you know.
I mean, they had a plan.
Get liquored up and go home.
Yeah, get liquored up. Go do what you got to do back at your place. And then she was heading home.
It's a very simple plan.
How did you go wrong?
I screwed this up. I mean, come on.
How was the conversation leading up? Did you feel like you guys were clicking?
I'd say so. Quick text back and forth. There wasn't not a lot of one word answers.
No, I meant like when you guys were having your drinks, you felt like the conversation flowed pretty easily and you guys were clicking?
I think so. Okay. I mean, again, I could be totally wrong here,
they weren't looking for a relationship. How important is it? If you have this agreement, you're going to go do this thing, this physical thing.
Yeah, let's go get loosened up and then
do that. Bing, I mean, bang, how boom. Important is the clicking and the connection if that's all you're looking for to begin with?
Well, three drinks is a long time to hang out with someone. Yeah, so I was just wondering, exactly. How that conversation was going. Like if she got to know the guy and realized, no, this is not going to work.
I can't fake my way through
I'm
this
out.
One.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get as many clues as I can before we walk into this, you know?
Well, we certainly didn't dive into politics and personal beliefs and stuff like that. I mean, it wasn't.
Didn't go that deep.
Didn't go anywhere that would have been anything offensive to what someone, the other person believed. It was very, easy and mundane conversation.
Right. All right. Well, then let's just call her up, see what she says.
Hello?
Hey, Krisha, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Jeff and Jen, I'm good.
Good morning.
You got a few minutes? Are you willing to come on the radio with us? Join our radio family for a chat, a family chat?
A little togetherness time.
Sure, well, we can have a family chat.
So we had a boy call us about you.
What?
Okay.
And he likes you. I guess you guys had plans. You met up for drinks, but then, I don't know, you took ill or something and had to leave, and then he hasn't heard from you since, and he wanted to, A, make sure everything was okay, and B, make sure it wasn't something he said or did, because it's left him confused. I'm talking about Brendan.
Yeah. It was just like a mildly embarrassing night, but it's a story I'll tell you guys.
Yeah, because it's after he told us what happened, it just left us scratching our heads. We're dying to know what went down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just looking to have a night, a good night with a guy.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
So we met on Tinder, and for a week, he's sending me all these, pics and, dirty, dirty talk. And we just kind of got this conversation where he was telling me everything he was going to do to me, and he kept telling me he has this, super impressive and he even sent me some video of it. I mean, honestly, it was hot. I was like, this is what I'm looking for. I'm just trying to have a night like this. So he's sending me stuff four or five times a day. And I was pumped to meet him and looking forward to having this really hot, sexy night with him.
So the stuff he was texting you, the verbiage, one would be a golden book. 10 would be crazy, nasty porn. Where was he sending you the,
It's pictures of his it's porn.
I feel like a video of.
Well, I know, but she said he was sending dirty talk. Is he saying I can't wait to be with you, or is he saying I can't wait to do and then?
Can you read us some? Do you have any handy?
I mean, he was just saying we talked about body parts and where he's gonna put different body parts and. Just different stuff I could be wearing or
What about moist?
Oh, I like moist.
Moist.
So what happened next? Like, where was the letdown? Does he have a small
I never found out. So I get to the bar, and he's sitting in the corner. And it's just that, like, his personality and the way that he carried himself were nothing like his messages, just, like, complete opposite. He was all, like, sitting there, shoulder slouched. He was, like, curled up into himself like he was hiding, and he was biting his nails, which I don't like. And I walked up to him, and he, like, reached out to shake my hand, but his hand, he, like, had this soft wrist, I guess. It just felt like, I don't know, like shaking hands with a girl.
So you walked into that bar expecting to find this big alpha male that was going to throw you up against the wall and do dirty things to you all night long.
The confidence from the text message didn't exist in real life.
Exactly. It was just like, who is this person who seems like shy or scared? Like, I was expecting this Incredible Hulk guy, and this, I was waiting for this like sex machine to come out. That's like, I'm ready to take you.
It does seem like that personality goes with a certain physical type.
Yeah.
Like, in my opinion, in my past, when someone is sending you like a super pick, like, they kind of have that same aura about them, like kind of like a vibe.
But
like,
she's also seen
harder.
Him like from the waist up in pictures, no?
Yeah, but like, this is different. If someone's like presenting themselves like this,
assertive.
Yes, assertive person, and you go and you meet them and they're a little more frail or awkward in public, you're like, where's your pick?
It's their inner, you know,
like,
he's got
that
inner Incredible Hulk, and you were saying that you were kind of waiting for,
yeah,
you know, Bruce Banner to become the Hulk, and after three drinks, he still didn't show up.
He was still a basement comic book nerd.
Well, let's ask Brendan. Brendan, was that your you were sending her pictures of, or someone else's you borrowed?
No, that was me. That was all me, 100%. And sorry, it's your loss.
Oh.
How do you explain the difference in the personality you conveyed via text message versus the guy she met at the bar?
I might be on the quiet side, but I don't think it's, I think it's not really true-ish what she was saying. I'm more like brooding. Women seem to like that, and they told me that's how I am. So,
you're brooding.
He's a brooder.
Whatever.
Brooding can be very sexy. All of the text messages you were sending her with the dirty talk and the plans of all these things that you were going to do to her, was that all stuff that came from you? And was it original material, or was it something that...
Did you have plans on doing all that stuff?
It was like your friend feeding you lies.
Yeah, was your friend feeding you, or was, you know, was it something you read somewhere else?
I certainly didn't plagiarize Penthouse Forum.
Penthouse Forum? Is it still a thing?
No idea.
Well, it's unfortunate that neither of you got the evening that you were hoping for.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Because, you know, I bet you were both really excited about that, because that sounded like it was going to be really something.
Yeah.
And we've heard before from some women that the quiet guys, maybe, I'm not saying you are, Brendan, but, you know, maybe the more nerdy guy that doesn't get to that level too often, man, when it's go time, watch out.
Yeah. They work harder.
Yeah.
Because they have to.
They're ready to go.
Has that been your all's experience in life, Jen, Tim, Jeff,
I am that
when
guy,
it comes to
so
women?
Yeah.
Well, would it have come out of him, you know, once he got into the bedroom?
That's what I mean. Like
building up. Yeah.
But she's like, how many drinks do I got to take to get you there? You know what I'm saying? Come on, dude.
Well, maybe he has to take his pants off first.
I should have led with that.
I'm sorry, Brendan. I guess chemistry is everything. You just don't know. Electronic, video, texting, until you're in person, it's hard to get an accurate read on some people, I guess.
Yeah. I'm just sorry it didn't work.
I'll take it.
Well, Krisha, we do appreciate you taking a call.
Sure, and I'll forward you. If you want to give me your number, I'll do some screen.
Oh, yeah, I'd give you my personal number for that.
Jen's totally into that thing.
I'm just curious, especially after meeting Brendan.
Maybe
like,
she's
what's
doing
he got in him here?
Research for future.
Somebody's intrigued.
Maybe I want to plagiarize.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. She's going to look for some really, instead of saying, like when he's saying, I'm going to stick my, she can write,
How about you stick your
Jen actually has been writing Jeff and Jen Morning Show fan fiction for quite some time. You just have to find it on the internet.
Wait, you're going to have to dig a bit.
Oh, no.
Well, if you like what you read, spread the word.
All right, Brennan. Thanks for putting yourself out there. And, Krisha, thanks again for taking the call and for coming on Second Date Update.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot.
All right. If you need our help with a Second Date Update, all you have to do is send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
All right. Coming up, how to use magnets to lose weight and what causes 219 hours of brain fog per year. The answer may or may not surprise you. It's coming up straight ahead. Some of the day's news that didn't make the news.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.